Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, September 1st, 2021. Futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures trading up 0.4% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed trade in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are higher 2 hours into the session. Bond yields are mixed, with EU benchmarks flat after backing up yesterday and the US 10-year up 2 basis points at around 1.32%. The dollar is mixed, firmer versus the yen, but softer versus the loonie and Aussie. Oil is gaining after a larger than expected API build, gold is softer, and iron ore futures were sharply lower in China. Global stocks continue to trickle higher as it is the path of least resistance. Monetary policy remains a key area of focus amid thoughts that central banks globally will have a difficult time meaningfully dialing back extraordinary policy accommodation. At the same time, the Delta variant spread, persistent inflation pressures, supply constraints, China's regulatory crackdown, and hawkish central bank commentary are among the concerns. It's been fairly quiet overnight in the headlines. The macro data focus has been on manufacturing PMIs, with Eurozone final PMI remaining at a 6-month low after a slight downward revision. Italian and Spanish readings beat, the French number was revised up from flash, and German was revised a fraction lower. Overnight, China Kaishin PMI unexpectedly fell into contraction, Japan PMI was better than expected, Australian manufacturing fell sharply, while elsewhere, there was a big miss in German retail sales, an inline rise in South Korean exports and imports, and Australian second quarter GDP growth was better than expected. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, ADP employment change, manufacturing PMI, construction spending and ISM manufacturing, and crude inventories. In corporate news, Bloomberg reported that Intuit is in talks to acquire MailChimp for more than $10 billion. The Nikkei reported that Google will introduce its own chips for laptops and tablets within the next few years, as the company is designing its own CPUs and is also working on mobile processors for its Pixel smartphones and other devices. And the London Times reported that the sale of Caesars Entertainment's William Hill European operations is believed to have become a three-horse race featuring Apollo Global Management, 888 Holdings, and CVC working with German betting group Tipico. Asian equities traded mixed overnight. Japan finished higher in a broad-based rally, but elsewhere Asian markets were rather quiet. Australia dipped slightly, although was well off its lows by the end of the day. Shanghai and Hong Kong markets were both higher on a financials rally, but Shenzhen was lower, and Korea and Taiwan hovered around the flat line all day. In regional news, Japan rallied on reports that the ruling party's unpopular Secretary General would be replaced ahead of a party leadership election and on hopes of a normalization in policy as COVID cases appear to have at least leveled off. European equity markets are higher in early trade. In European Central Bank news, ECB speak has been in focus after hawkish remarks from governing council members Knott and Holtzman yesterday, who backed the decision to slow the pace of bond buying next week. Vice President De Guindos told El Confidencial that if there is inflation and the economy recovers, logically there will be a gradual normalization of monetary and fiscal policy. He did not offer any insight on policy decisions, but maintained that inflation will subside next year. Elsewhere, Swiss National Bank Vice President Zurbrugg has warned over a correction in the Swiss housing market as prices continue to rise and affordability continues to stretch. He said that with imbalances worsening, it will require vigilance on the part of authorities because a sizable share of new mortgages could become unaffordable if borrowing costs suddenly rise. And in German political news, Reuters reported that with Scholz's SPD riding high in German election polls, conservative Chancellor Merkel has criticized Scholz for declining to rule out a coalition with the far left. Reuters pointed out that this would result in a big lurch to the left and away from Germany's centrist mainstream. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.